Nolte, CNN under renewed ethics scrutiny for Chris Cuomo's serial scandals. By John Nolte on June 2, 2021. Far-left CNN, a fake news outlet that traffics in left-wing conspiracy theories and encourages violence, is under renewed ethics scrutiny for its unwillingness to do anything other than ignore Chris Cuomo's ongoing ethical scandals. One former CNN staffer, Steve Holmes, who retired as an ethics executive in 2019, basically admits CNN has no ethics. CNN can't say that he's violated any written policies because there aren't any. Period, Holmes told The Hill, adding, "You won't see any rules that are etched in stone so that a violation could be a firing offense." CNN LOL's ostensible reasoning for having ethical guidelines, as opposed to hard and fast rules, Holmes added, is so that it can decide how to deal with people who violated the guidelines depending upon how they felt about them. Which again is just another way of saying there are no ethical rules at CNN. And how can you discipline Chris Cuomo over numerous ethical lapses when CNN has no written ethics? Hey, you can't violate a rule that isn't a rule. You can't violate an ethic that isn't an ethic. Even a former NPR ombudsman is shocked at what CNN has allowed Chris Cuomo to get away with, The Hill added. University of Nevada, Las Vegas ethics professor Alicia Shepard, a media consultant and former NPR ombudsman, took a harder line, wondering if Cuomo should be fired given how other news anchors have lost their jobs over the years. "Look what happened to Brian Williams," Shepard said, referring to the former NBC Nightly News anchor who was removed after admitting he exaggerated stories about coming under enemy fire in Iraq. He was anchor of a prestigious nightly TV news show and because of something happened years before he lost that perch, Shepard said. CNN's disgraced chief Jeff Zucker, who has driven CNN's reputation and ratings into the dirt and has an ethical cloud hanging over his own head, said of Fredo's latest scandal that any kind of disciplinary action would be punishment for the sake of punishing. Yeah, well maybe if CNN did have some ethics and did discipline those who violated them, Fredo's ethical scandals would have stopped at just one over the past year, instead of seven. In just a little over a year, Cuomo has been caught not wearing a mask while shaming others on his basement-rated show, enjoyed VIP coronavirus testing courtesy of Governor Brother, violated quarantine while he was infected with the China virus, staged a phony exit from his basement quarantine, lied about remaining in quarantine, interviewed his own brother countless times, and participated in political strategy calls with his brother's political staff. All the while, Fredo continues to be allowed to pose as an objective, unbiased news anchor. If Rachel Maddow or Sean Hannity did stuff like this, it would be different. Both are open about their partisanship. No one cares. CNN, primarily to troll its enemies on the political right, continues to pose as objective and unbiased, which is, of course, an audacious lie. As far as CNN having no written code of ethics, Matthew Hall, national president of the Society of Professional Journalists, told The Hill, each outlet should have a policy. Explain the policy to staff, expect the staff to follow the policy and then actually enforce the policy. At some point shouldn't someone act a little surprised that CNN has no written ethical policy? Well, in fairness, I wasn't surprised, so why should any else be? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.